Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This programme looks at the comic genius of Peter Sellers and is narrated by Fred Armisen. I hope you enjoy the show.
Peter Sellers was born Peter Henry Sellers, September 8, 1925, in Southsea, Hampshire, to well-off parents in the theatrical business, and was a spoilt only child, as his elder brother had died at birth. His family toured constantly on the variety circuit, and when he was 10, they settled in Muswell Hill, London. The war broke out, and his school, St. Aloysius, was moved to Cambridgeshire, but he remained in London. The family moved to Ilfracombe in Devon, where his uncle ran the theater, and he got a job first as a caretaker, but rapidly rose through the ranks to become assistant stage manager. He also performed, singing songs and playing the ukulele. He began learning the drums at the theater and became a skilled jazz drummer, playing with touring bands, and at one stage was billed as Britain's answer to Gene Krupa. He served in the RAF during the Second World War and toured the UK as a drummer in the ENSA, the Entertainment National Service Association. He began appearing regularly on the radio shows, and in the early 1950s started The Goon Show with Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, and Michael Benteen. It was a hugely popular anarchic comedy show, and he developed a useful gift for mimicry, improvisation, and played many different characters. He made his screen debut in Penny Points to Paradise in 1951 with the rest of the Goon Show cast. His voice was in demand, and he was in several films doing voiceovers. Television roles followed, and in 1955, he made The Lady Killers as one of Alec Guinness's gang, along with Herbert Lom, Cecil Parker, and Danny Green, who pretend to be a string quintet whilst planning a bank raid. This is the Minuet in E Major by Luigi Boccherini, the music they pretend to be rehearsing in their rented room while plotting the robbery.
Thank you.
The film was a great success, and the script was nominated for an Oscar. In 1957, Sellers made The Smallest Show on Earth, Basil Dearden's comedy classic about a young couple who inherit a rundown cinema and attempt to bring it back to life. Sellers plays the projectionist Percy Quill. There's a memorable scene in which a Western is screened, and the heating is turned up full to promote the sale of ice creams. The score was by William Alwyn, and here's the opening title's music. The same year came The Naked Truth, with Dennis Price playing a blackmailer and Sellers one of his victims, wee Sonny McGregor. Here's Sellers as McGregor comparing his radio show.
A great big welcome to all the old folk and the bonny young lads and lasses. I can't tell the difference, you know. Well, I know that you're going to make this show a real sizzling humdinger.
Now, as you all must know, at this point in our program, we usually introduce the winner of our last week's talent contest. And here he is, Ex-Sergeant Rambo!
In 1958, he appeared in the classic Tom Thumb with Russ Tamblyn, alongside Terry Thomas as the two villains. Here's the unforgettable Yawning Man song, sung by Stan Freberg.
I'm the Yawning Man. The Yawning Man, I come when shadows creep. With my yawning song, I stroll along and help put people to sleep. Just can't sleep and you're tired as could be, there's a remedy. It's the yawning remedy. If you yawn, 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 then you sleep, sleep, sleep till the dawn, 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 so little yawn. The sad man comes and his sack he unties. Tell him go away. Who wants sand thrown in his eyes? If you yawn, 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 sleep, 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 till dawn, so little yawn.
Try it, Tom.
Still can't sleep and for slumber. If your eyelids burn, then you squirm and twist and turn. You try to yawn, 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 then you sleep, sleep, sleep,
till the dawn, 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 so let's all yawn.
The next year, he again appeared with Terry Thomas and Carlton Brown of the F.O., then in The Mouse That Roared and I'm All Right, Jack, where he showed that he could handle himself in a dramatic role as a union boss. This is the theme song written by Ken Hare and sung by Al Saxon.
She'll stay. You guys are missing the best kind of kissing, but I'm all right, Jack. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm all right, Jack. I'm doing fine. I got a sweet doll and she's mine, all mine. When she hugs me and loves me and holds me tight, bells are ringing and I'm all right. No hard feeling, you think I'm meaning, 'cause I'm all right, Jack. She's all mine. Without a loving doll of your own, wishing you were walking my baby back home. Pardon me if I ignore ya, my heart bleeds for ya, but broke you, Jack, I'm all right. Yeah. I'm all right, Jack, I'm doing fine. Well, just take a look at that doll of mine. Don't look too long, don't try no tricks. Keep your roving eyes for all the other chicks. No one else is getting my baby's petting. I'm all right. She's all mine. All you guys without a loving doll of your own, were wishing you were walking my baby back home. Pardon me if I ignore ya. Stand right back, I'm doing fine, and I'm all right, Jack. She's all mine.
His roles became more dramatic when the 60s began, and after two-way stretch came The Battle of the Sexes, which brought him to the attention of Stanley Kubrick. Then came Never Let Go, a straight drama with Richard Todd playing a struggling salesman whose car is stolen by a gang run by Sellers. Sellers is excellent as the villainous Lionel Meadows. Adam Faith plays a tearaway, and a young Carol White features as Meadows' young girlfriend. This is the theme tune written and performed by John Barry. Thank you. Sellers hit the big time in 1961 with The Millionaires, with Sophia Loren playing a doctor who falls in love with a patient. He recorded this song, Goodness Gracious Me, with Sophia Loren, and it was a big hit, but it didn't feature in the film.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, A flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom,
like
boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes. My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well, Jaga.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes.
The face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
In I Like Money in 1961, he made his first foray into playing a Frenchman, a teacher, quite similar to the Clouseau character in the later Pink Panther films. Herbert Lom was also in the film with him. Another high-quality comedy-drama followed, Only Two Can Play, in 1962, with Mae Zetterling, a counselor's wife chasing Sellers' henpecked librarian character. It was written by Brian Forbes and based on a Kingsley Amis novel. He also made Lolita with Stanley Kubrick in 62, playing Claire Quilty, the nemesis of Humbert Humbert, played by James Mason, the professor who falls for a very young girl. Kubrick utilized Sellers' flair for improvisation and his role expanded as the film progressed, so much so that Mason felt the film was being stolen away from him. Sellers is hypnotic and you can't wait for him to return to the screen. The film garnered much critical acclaim as it was thought that Nabokov's novel was unfilmable. Nabokov was nominated for an Oscar for his screenplay, although most of his work wasn't used. It's a great ensemble performance by the cast, which also includes Sue Lyon as Lolita and Shelley Winters as her mother. Here's Nelson Riddle's love theme. Two great comedies followed in 1963, The Wrong Arm of the Law and Heavens Above, and Sellers was at the top of his game. There's an interesting story about how the Pink Panther films came about that I've been told, but I cannot swear to its accuracy. Sellers at this time had just divorced his first wife and was visiting a clairvoyant every week for guidance. His agent received a call from Blake Edwards, who outlined the Panther series to him, and it was very keen for Sellers to play Inspector Clouseau. His agent knew Sellers would consider it a step backwards in his career, but could see the financial gains of a hit comedy series. He contacted the clairvoyant and asked him to plant the initials B.E. in Sellers' mind as being extremely important to him. Sellers went home and picked up a newspaper in which he saw that Britt Eklund had just arrived in the UK. He immediately thought the B.E. referred to her and dashed round to her hotel with a bunch of flowers. He wooed her and they fell in love, and they were married the following year. He eventually did play Clouseau, and The Pink Panther in 1964 was a great success. Here's Henry Mancini's fabulous theme tune. Soon after his marriage to Britt Eklund, he suffered a near-fatal heart attack after inhaling several amyl nitrate capsules known as poppers on the shoot for Billy Wilder's Kiss Me, Kate. He withdrew from the film to recover. He had four critically acclaimed films released in 1964, The Pink Panther, The World of Henry Orient, A Shot in the Dark, and a second film with Kubrick, Dr. Strangelove. Here's Laurie Johnson's arrangement of Try a Little Tenderness from the memorable opening title sequence for Dr. Strangelove.
Thank you.
Many consider Strangelove to be his finest role, or roles, as he characteristically played three parts. Kubrick wanted him to play a fourth, but he twisted an ankle and couldn't fit into the cockpit to play his scenes as Major King Kong, eventually played by the great Slim Pickens. He was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for his work in this film, and it epitomizes the social climate of the mid-60s, heady optimism, but with an underlying fear of nuclear war. In 1965 came What's New Pussycat, a successful comedy that spawned a hit song from Bacharach and David, sung here by Tom Jones.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Sellers then made two films with his wife, Vittorio Da Sica's After the Fox and The Bobo, but neither shaped up to his earlier high standards. His mother, who he is extremely close to, became ill whilst he was shooting The Bobo and died soon afterwards. He never forgave himself for not returning to London before she died. His marriage to Eklund broke up soon after this. Casino Royale, the star-studded Bond pastiche, came next, but it was an untidy, confused production, with six directors being involved. Most of the cast were unaware when they signed up that it was to be a spoof, believing it would be a straight James Bond film. By this time, Sellers was caught up in his own success and he became difficult to work with. He would leave the set for days at a time and was actually fired before the end of the shoot. He and Orson Welles hated each other intensely. He fired a pistol with blanks at Jacqueline Bisset's face in their first scene together. Woody Allen wrote of Casino Royale, "A madhouse. I haven't even begun filming yet, but saw the sets for my scenes. They are the height of bad pop art. Expensive vulgarity, saw rushes, and I'm dubious, to put it mildly." The film's budget doubled to an enormous $12 million, but it was a huge success at the box office. Here's The Look of Love by Dusty Springfield.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, It's on your face, the look, the time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take our lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you now.
Sellers finished the 60s with a quirky The Magic Christian, also starring Ringo Starr and an early appearance of John Cleese as a bewildered art gallery owner. Sellers plays a super wealthy man, Sir Guy Grand, who's out to prove that money can buy anything. It was a disillusioned way to end such an optimistic decade. Here's Thunderclap Newman singing Something in the Air.
Because the revolution's here.
Sellers' career took a nosedive at this point, and it was the three further Pink Panther vehicles of Blake Edwards in the 70s that brought him to the attention of a large audience again. But the idea ran out of steam. He had one last glorious moment in 1979. Years earlier, he had bought the film rights to a novel by Jerzy Kosinski and was determined to make a film from it. Being There was directed by Hal Ashby and was a wonderful film, and Sellers is magical in his portrayal of Chauncey Gardner, a simple man employed in central New York in the household of a rich man. He has no experience of the outside world, and when his employer dies, he is ejected from his cocooned world and has a singular journey. Shirley MacLaine and Melvin Douglas give exceptional support to Sellers, and Douglas won an Oscar for his role. Sellers gained another nomination for his. Sellers had refused to take normal heart medicine following the heart attack in 1964, and he never regained his health. He had several more heart attacks and finally suffered one in 1980 that put him in a coma, and he died 2 days later. There's no doubt that he was one of the most gifted comedians to emerge from the UK, but he was a complex character and had deep insecurities that he was never able to come to terms with. He was unsure of who he was out of character, and this led to several marriage breakups. Spike Milligan said, "He causes pain to everyone who gets close to him." But he was described in the press as the greatest comic talent of his generation, as well as a womanizing drug taker who married 4 times in a fruitless search for happiness. He said this on The Muppet Show in 1978. "I could never be myself, you see. There is no me. I do not exist. There used to be a me, but I had it surgically removed." I'm going to leave you with the ending theme from his final classic, Being There, The Room Upstairs, by Johnny Mandel.